Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's another day that He has made. It's another day. Our day begins with a praise. Yes. Let's glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. We give Him the glory. We give Him the glory for all things that He has done. Without Him, we are nothing. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good afternoon. Greetings, greetings, greetings. We are excited yet again today, the last day of my show for this week, unless I am led to do something else over the weekend. But I'm thanking you in advance for listening. I'm thanking you in advance for sharing and inviting and tagging. Let's share. Let's share what the Lord is giving. Let's share. You never know who you might be helping. Even your enemies might benefit from this broadcast. I am Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries in the state of South Carolina. And I have an exciting topic for you this morning, and I hope that you will benefit from it. So many times we try to fit in. So many times we feel as though we have a role model. We have people we look up to, whether they be a celebrity or whether they be somebody right next door in our own household. And it's okay to emulate the positive things of people, but you got to remember who you are. You got to remember that even if you're saved or not, if you're not saved, if you never even been to church, you're still different. God made everyone different. Now, what you do with that difference is up to you. But this morning we're going to explore why, if you are working or serving the Lord, it is especially important to not conform to the world. And if you're just getting there, if you're a baby in Christ, if you're seeking Christ right now, this will help you as well. We are to be different, set apart. We're never supposed to emulate the world system. We can be in the world, but not of the world. So we have to live. We have to live here. This is our world. We have to live here, but we got to be different. The main scripture that I have is, "Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." That's 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. It is saying you have to come out and be separate. You cannot do the same things over and over. You should not be going back to old ways. And if you haven't come out of your old ways, here's the thing. You can come out any day, any time, 24/7. You can come out of your old ways. You don't have to stay and try to fit somebody else's mold. You don't have to bow down to peer pressure. People will try to pull you into their little world. They will try to pull you into their circle just so that they can feel like they have you. They have control of you. No one has a right to have control of you. You are God's. You are God's property, and you need to remember to act as though you know God's eyes are on you at all time, which they are. We can't go back the way we used to live, whatever our sins were, sexual sin, drunkenness, anything that is not pleasing to God. And it doesn't take you to be saved to understand what's not pleasing to God. And even if you don't understand, these episodes are designed to bring you into the knowledge and the truth of what we're supposed to be doing to live for God. We have to come out. Sometimes you might want to go to an event, and if it, you still can have fun. In other words, it might be an event, but if it's If it's an event that you know that, and even you don't feel comfortable because you're trying to change. See, the main thing is that you're even trying to come out. You're even trying to be different. You're trying not to fit that mold, that stereotype, the way people have labeled you, the way they have maybe downplayed your reputation, tried to ruin your reputation. All those things means that you need a lifestyle change. You need to be a new creature. You need to come out of any old ways, any current ways that's not pleasing to God. We're not to indulge in the things that are contrary to the word of God. See, some Christians are just fake. They put on a good show on Sunday or Bible study, even choir rehearsal, when if you follow them home or even if you follow them around the corner, you will realize they are not who they say they are. So therefore, you cannot follow somebody else. You can't. Nowadays, it's even hard to look up to our leaders because they are falling. They are falling. And then sometimes the more we point the finger, the worse it gets, you see. But they have to be accountable to God. They have to examine themselves. We can't examine themselves for them. What we have to do is focus on the fact that God wants us to live a better lifestyle, to set an example for someone else. How are you going to set an example if you're acting up? If you allow certain things in your life? If you go to the same places, do the same things? The world may be hooked on drugs and alcohol and everything else, but that shouldn't be us. As Christians, as those who are seeking God, that should never be us. You got to put those things down. You are unique. You are a workmanship. You are different. Stop trying to fit in just to be down with somebody, just to show somebody that you got it going on. When you really have it going on, everybody can see. They can see who you are. They can see that spirit around you. They can tell whether you are a positive person or a negative. But you got to come out, even if it means that you have to let go friends, even family, some family you can't even be around. When you are striving to be upwardly mobile, you must come out from the old ways. Change your attitude, change your health, change your eating habits even. Change. This broadcast was supposed to be come out of ordinary and be set apart, but now I'm hearing change. I'm hearing that in order to be set apart, you must change. Change is a good thing as long as you're changing for the positive. I see too many people saying, I'm going back to the old me. I'm going to be mean and nasty, and I don't care about what people think. And they brag and they boast about going back to old ways. Why? Why go back? We all should be going forward. We're not getting any younger day by day. We are getting older, and unfortunately, each day we live is closer to the day we die. We can live to be 100, but we cannot reverse the time. If you're 50, 60, 30, or 20, it means that things need to change. You have to come out of your old ways. And the Bible always often speaks about letting the Lord get the glory. I mean, we cannot glory. The scripture, I'm not going to try to quote it word for word, but the scripture says that you cannot steal God's glory. You have to give him the glory. No one can say that they're doing anything in this world without God's help. No matter where you are in life, God did it. The team that got rescued from the cave in Thailand. I could be wrong, but I don't hear many people giving God the credit for getting the boys and the coach out. Kind of sad sometimes, and I definitely hope that I'm wrong. I hope someone has acknowledged the fact this was a miracle from God, not from science. God had to give everybody the knowledge to be able to go in and rescue the boys. So God gets the glory. So if you want God to get the glory out of your life, how are you going to Yeah, how's he going to get the glory out of your life if you're not producing anything to shine, if you are stagnant, if you are careless, if you are just trying to get in with the in crowd instead of trying to get in with God's crowd? He can't get the glory out of that. God has chosen you out of the world to show his glory in you. You're in the world, but you don't have to be a part of the world. Yes, have fun, enjoy yourself, but know when to back away from something that is ungodly. There are unbelievers out there. There are ones who are atheists. There are people who do not believe anything about what we believe as believers in Christ. No matter what your level is right now, you still have to understand who you are. And here's a few scriptures to help you with that. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. You have to change your mind in order to know how to be different. Don't be conformed to the world. When you see the world doing things, when you see and you hear the language and the attitudes of the world, the way people are very careless, and the way that maybe even the cultures have changed, and people are not teaching their children, they're not disciplined. You're not supposed to be that way. You are supposed to care about your language. You are supposed to care about your children, the young people, everyone. Transform, renew your mind. Renew it. Be set apart by renewing your mind. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You're coming out. That's a word right there. You're coming out. You're coming out of that darkness. You need to walk towards the light. Don't stay where you are. Come out. Be set apart. You're unique. There's no one else like you. You need to point to yourself right now and say, I am different. Yes, I am different. I am chosen. I'm royal. I am royalty. So I got to come out. I got to come out. Glory to God. This makes me happy this morning. I hope it's making you happy just to know that each and every person in this world is different, and you do not have to be. Even if you are a twin, you still going to have some differences. The DNA and genetics say that you and your twin may be identical, paternal, whatever kind of twin you are, but you still have something different than the twin does not have. Some people are the more dominant twin, triplet, whatever you may be. But understand, when you're speaking in the terms of who God called you to be, you're still different. No matter how you look at it, you are different. But Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Me, meaning you, me, everybody. God gave himself for all of us. So don't stay in a rut. Don't let anybody tell you you got to stay the same. Don't let anybody take you away from the elevation that God has for you today. I decree and I declare that you coming out. You are coming out. You are going to be set apart. And it's a great day, like any other day, when God starts to work on you. And when you see those changes, don't deny it. Do not deny the changes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the praise for all that was said and done here today. We are calling forth a new nation. We are calling for an uprising in people knowing who they are in you, to be set apart and holy for you, to give you the glory. This has been Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, and we do hope that you you join us, that you tag, share, invite others to listen to this broadcast. CDs are and can be made available for a small donation. Just give me a message, send me something saying that you want one, and we will talk about it and get it to you. May God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord.